as an unrealistic dreamer. The last time I visited Barcelona was 2 years ago in the spring. When I had an autograph session here, many people came, and I could not finish the session in 1.5 hours. Why did it take so long? Because many of the female readers asked me to kiss them. I have had autograph sessions in many countries, though it is only in Barcelona that female readers asked me for a kiss. Even from this one example, we know how great the city of Barcelona is. I am very happy that I can come back to this beautiful and culturally rich city that has such a long history. Unfortunately, I cannot talk about the kissing story today. I should talk about a little more serious topic. As you may know, on March the 11th at 1446, there was a large earthquake in the Tohoku area of Japan. The earthquake was so powerful that the revolution speed of the earth became a bit faster, making the day almost 1.8 millionth of a second shorter. The damage of the earthquake itself was huge, but the tsunami after the earthquake also devastated the land. The tsunami reached 39 meters in height at some places. 39 meters in height means that if someone could run up to the 10th floor of a normal building, they still could not survive. People near the shore had no time to run away. Around 24,000 people were killed, and 9,000 more are still missing. Most of them might still be under the cold sea. When I think about it, when I imagine that I could have been one of them, I am deeply distressed. Even many survivors lost their family and friends, lost their home and property, lost their community, lost their basis of living. Some of the cities or villages were completely swept away. The hope that lives in many people is simply gone. It seems to me that being Japanese means living together with many natural disasters. Most parts of Japan are in the paths of typhoons from summer to autumn. Every year we have huge damages. We always lose many lives. There are many active volcanoes all over Japan. There are 108 active volcanoes in Japan today. And of course, earthquakes. The Japanese archipelago sits precariously on the four large plates at the edge of the East Asian continent. We are, so to speak, living in a nest of earthquakes. We can estimate the path and arrival time of a typhoon to some extent, but we cannot predict when an earthquake will come. But we are sure of one thing. This is not the end. There will be another large earthquake in the near future. Many seismologists expect an earthquake of magnitude 8 near Tokyo in the next 20 to 30 years. It might be the next year, or tomorrow afternoon. Nevertheless, all 13 million people just in the city of Tokyo now have a normal life again. People still commute by crowded trains. People still work in skyscrapers. I never heard anyone say that the population of Tokyo decreased after the earthquake. Why, you may ask us, why do so many people live in such a horrible place? How can so many people have a normal life there now? Japanese has a word, mujo. Everything born into this world will vanish sooner or later, never staying in one state, and is constantly changing its form. There is neither eternal stability nor unchanging immortality. Although this worldview of mujo comes from Buddhism, we inherited it in a different context than from a religion. The idea of mujo is burnt into the Japanese mind and has almost always been the same from ancient times to today. Everything is just gone is the kind of worldview in which you just give up. This can become the idea that a human being is powerless against nature. But the Japanese have found a positive way of seeing beauty in a view that seems like giving up. When we talk about the nature, for instance, we enjoy cherry blossoms in the spring. We enjoy fireflies in the summer, and we enjoy colored leaves in the fall. We do it collectively and habitually. We appreciate it as a self-evident thing to do. The famous sights of the cherry blossoms, the fireflies, and the colored leaves are all crowded during their seasons. It is difficult to book hotels during those seasons. Why is that? Because all cherry blossoms, fireflies, and colored leaves will lose their beauty in a short time. We visit faraway places to be a witness to the glory of the moment. We see not only that they are beautiful, but we also see them fall down ephemerally in front of us. We see them lose their small light. We see the vivid color of the leaves disappear. We also feel relief when we see this. We find a peace in the prime time of beauty passing and vanishing. I don't know if natural disasters have affected that Japanese mentality, but we accepted the sequence of natural disasters with a feeling of so it goes. We survive by overcoming all this damage as a collective. But these kinds of experiences might affect our aesthetic sense. Almost all Japanese are shocked by this huge earthquake. Even though we know about earthquakes, we recoil at the scale of the damage of this one. We feel helpless. We even fear for the future of the country. But at the end, we will reconstruct our spirit. We will stand up again and recover. I am not so worried about this. We could not sink into the shock forever. We can rebuild the broken houses, we can repair the destroyed roads. But I started to think about it. We just rent a part of this planet Earth without asking any permission. The Earth never said anything to us like, "Please live here." We cannot complain to anyone when the Earth shakes a bit. Here, today, I would like to talk about something that is difficult to repair, not about buildings or roads. For example, what about our view of the world? Our ethical standards and our morals? They are not tangible objects. Once they are broken, it is hard to reconstruct them. I am talking about, more specifically, the atomic reactors in Fukushima.